Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. Tonight we got our Bloody Marys, and we're talking about Scream 6 theories and speculations.
And with us, we have a totally rad special guest. He's a director, editor, writer, assistant director, jack-of-all-trades filmmaker. He's Wes Craven's cursed and skinamarink specialist.
Oh, no. I should have read this beforehand.
A Bloody Mary podcast regular, Sean Springer.
Skinamarink. Oh, God. The timestamp is that I just saw that last night, and I texted Jesse, do not watch it.
And we watched the trailer and we're both like, what?
For Skinamarink.
I still haven't seen, the only time I watched the trailer, now we're going totally off topic, but the only time I watched the trailer, I didn't have the sound on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, this is a bunch of random images. It must be better with like sound. And that's what the movie is. It's just a bunch of random images with sound.
I don't want to see that film.
And when I think of Skinamarinky Dink. Yeah.
Sharon Lois and Bram. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. He was like, what are you talking about?
It is connected. It is connected.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
not
that makes
in
sense.
The movie, but the director took it from that show.
Well, you know, when we do our yearly, I like watching shitty movies too, because we have to put like our five best and our five worst of the year when we do those. So who knows? Maybe that'll make it.
I've warned all my friends who are into horror not to see it, but now I realize we should just all go.
Yeah, that's a great plan.
We should just all go.
Get everyone together. But first, we have merch and shit.
Oh, we do have merch and shit. We also have an Amazon wish list. We've got a lot of cool stuff that we could use.
Yep.
And would appreciate.
Cheap things, expensive stuff. And we also have shirts and BloodyMaryPodcast.com.
Yes, check us out. There's some really cool swag there. So.
Do you have any in person? Can we see it and like, like look at the, like.
We don't.
We do. I have to run upstairs and then run back downstairs.
I have a Scream shirt on for this episode.
Nice. There you go.
You can't get this for any. Yeah. You have to go to a different store to buy this. Not ours.
No. Yeah. Next time.
One day.
Yeah.
One day.
So Scream 6 theories, we've had two trailers. We had a teaser trailer, a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Close to a month ago?
Yeah. It was super. It's very much a tease.
Yeah.
It really was like more of like a title announcement because we hadn't even heard the title of the film yet.
Right.
And then we just got the trailer last week?
A couple of days ago.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like as we're recording this, like 4 days ago.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. And it's officially called Scream 6.
Yeah.
Is there an official subtitle?
Lost in New York.
Ghostface takes Manhattan.
Exactly. No.
Isn't it no
official one?
No.
Well, I think
there's no tagline
New
underneath.
New York, new rules.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
New York, new rules.
That was one that was on once they announced like a year ago when they announced it was going to be in New York.
Yeah.
Every fan poster put the New York, new rules on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's a fun thing for the fans, but I don't know. It's all right.
Yeah.
Unless really there's new rules because it's in New York. I can't imagine like there's going to be rules related to movies that take place in New York. But maybe there could be. I got to add that to my list.
It takes place on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it.
We were talking upstairs before we recorded that I had listened to our previous Scream predictions and also our Scream 5 review.
Okay.
And you had said, were we spot on with the predictions? And I will stand by saying, no, I was not. I was not good at all. I wasn't good at all. I think the main one is that, and I guess spoilers for all the Scream movies in this episode.
Yeah.
The main one was that you both called Jack Quaid.
Oh, he has that face.
Yeah.
He has that face.
And I think we all called that Dewey was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
So aside from that, we had there were some other connections, but for the most part, my list was completely off.
That's awesome. So, I remember like thinking that for sure one of the legacy characters, not for sure, but one of them's going to die. Who's it going to be, right? So then we kind of like landed on Dewey because that's who's more endearing, right?
Yeah.
And that suffer the biggest loss.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt. Like in the moment, it was fine and it was cool, but
it definitely raised the stakes.
I miss him now. I didn't want him to die.
Yeah.
But I was telling you, I told you too, one of the things that I think would be really fun for me is that if he's still alive, and there was just a throwaway line like he's had in the past where it just missed every vital organ.
Oh, yeah.
Because wasn't that a line in two?
Yeah, basically.
Something like that.
Yeah. So that zipper that happened, the double zipper up.
Yeah.
It could miss every vital organ. All of it, it's fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. It just like zigzagged around all of the organs. Because
he's stabbed in every film, right? Was he in four? Did he get stabbed in
four? I'm going to call it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to call it right now. Dewey is the killer in Scream 6.
Dewey's the killer.
Dewey's the killer. Yeah. All right.
I was not expecting that. Dewey's the killer.
That was one of my predictions.
Is that like a legitimate prediction or is this a fun one?
I figure, and re-listening to the last predictions one, I think most of our predictions were kind of fun. We talked about stories. We talked about what they might do.
Yeah.
So, and even looking at my list, I think a lot of my predictions are just more fun than anything else.
Well, I think because we hadn't had a movie in a while. So it felt like, what are they going to do with it? Yeah. Are they going to something completely different? Are they going to follow the formula? And for the most part, they followed the formula, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They stuck with the good old formula and then just amped it up a little bit for today's audience and what's happening today.
It was just really well done. I think one thing that I brought up was Scream 5 was really the first one in forever where they actually had time to like spend on the script.
Yeah.
And hopefully they've had a little more time on, they won't have more time on Scream 6, but, I think there's a lot more care that probably is going to go into Scream 6 as went into Scream 5.
Do you think that they had a script ready to go with Sydney's character being prominent in it, and then she backed out and they had to do quick rewrites?
That's what they've said.
Yeah.
But I have some predictions about that. I don't know if she was prominent, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, one prediction that could be off the wall is Sydney's the killer, and that whole thing has been a huge publicity stunt with her backing out. And but you could sue people because there was like legitimate like articles, right?
Yeah,
it would be the biggest ruse in Hollywood.
Why not though?
Yeah,
why not? I don't think anybody would be mad about that. I don't think anybody would say, "Oh, I went to this movie because Neve Campbell wasn't in it. I want my money back."
They'd be surprised.
I only see movies without Neve Campbell, which is good because she's not in every movie.
Yeah,
right.
So if anything, it's a bonus.
So what are some of your other predictions, Sean? I want to hear these.
Yeah.
Okay. So starting, this is only based off the trailer.
Okay.
I think Gale is the opening call of the film.
You think so?
That's a prediction I have. I have some predictions that contradict it.
I think I agree with that.
And I read online, and I've been thinking about it. I didn't have a chance to really go through all the films, but people were saying Gale has never had a call from Ghostface. I can't think of a time she had a call from Ghostface.
Maybe three?
I feel like had one, but maybe not. I feel like
she might have had one in three.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of one where she was on a call. She's been stalked by Ghostface a lot, but...
But he's never called her up and been like, "Hey, girl, what's your favorite scary movie?"
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, so, but she's like in other scenes in the trailer with the whole gang.
Maybe it's tricky. Who knows?
Yeah. Or she's dead. She still survived. Those shots.
Well, I did. One of my other predictions is Gale dies in the opening.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you know, if they're going to do the Star Wars thing or whatever, they kill a legacy character every new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. I would like it if she's the opening call. The moments with her talking to Ghostface in the trailer is cool.
Yeah.
That seems like, it's like, it's what we're really familiar with, but it's a character we haven't seen maybe in that situation.
And
just the line's cool where she's like, you know, 10 other people have tried this.
Yeah.
And I counted.
Come on, motherfucker.
Yeah. Or she says, you're the 10th guy to try this. And of course I counted and, you know, there have been 9 other killers.
Right.
So I took note of that. She said there were like 10 dipshits who already tried this. And then he says, maybe, but there's never been one like me, Gale. I'm something different.
Yeah.
So what does the different
it's
mean?
It's Stu coming back from the dead.
Everybody wants Stu. I don't know if it... I don't think we're ever going to get different.
So I don't think... These are my predictions. I don't think that it's Stu just yet. This is what I feel like. In my head, they have like some sort of trilogy planned, sort of. A reboot trilogy.
Yeah.
Where the, you know, Scream 5 kind of mirrored the first one a little bit. Had those... And so the second one, the OG second one, she went to college. So someone's going to college up in New York. Maybe all of them, maybe one. Who knows? But someone's in college in New York. Whatever. All of them. I think all of them just go off merrily into New York. And then the killers are related to Stu. Because last movie was all about Billy.
Yeah.
And then there was that line where they're like, oh, Billy Loomis is a killer. And they're like, wrong. Stu's all Stu Mocker too. And they keep like
a couple of times ignoring, in the last film.
It did, yeah.
Ignoring Stu. Don't forget, what about Stu? He was there. And then they're like, we're in his house. Like this happened in his house, the final battle, whatever.
And then they killed one of his relatives.
And they killed one of his relatives. Right? I really think that the killers are, one of them at least is related to Stu, which kind of mirrors the second Scream because of Billy's mom.
Yeah.
And then the third in the trilogy, Stu will end up being the puppet master of all the others, just like Roman was.
I think that's very possible. I think that it's being a relation to Stu is highly probable.
I really think so. I think
the opening shot is going in towards Stu's grave and the hand shoots out.
That would be so rad.
Yeah. And that's why the ghost and that's why the ghost face mask is all like corroded and stuff. Because he was buried in it.
He was buried
maybe
in it.
Maybe he got buried in his mask. Or the TV hit his, maybe he had a mask on when the TV hit him. He didn't.
But,
he could have took his mask and buried it like Michael Myers did, and then he came back to get it, and then he brushes it off.
What they're doing with the mask, I think it's meta for, you know,
the Michael Myers
mask is old.
Right.
Yeah. So a Scream mask is old. Maybe it's just whoever's doing it is like, you got to have an old mask.
I think what they're doing is, because you had brought up in the trailer that in the Museum of Scream or Stab, that there's the robes, but not the masks.
There's no
masks. Oh, there's no masks.
There, my brother pointed out that there is one mask, but it's in a case next to a Stab poster. So I think it's a mask from a Stab
from
film.
Part two.
Like
it's from part two. It's like a flyer and it's like the mask and the flyer that they
get. Promo stuff. Oh, that came along.
Yeah.
Well, because like if you were a collector, wouldn't like that be the thing you would have on each one of those? Would be the mask? Wouldn't that be your prize possession?
Unless there's nine killers out there using them.
Yeah.
Because I think multiple. I think we're gonna have way more ghost face killers than before.
That could be a thing. The cult has been like
a cult.
Yeah, that's been
and I think use each
forever.
One of the old masks and you know reduce, reuse, recycle. They're you know why buy a new one when we have all the old ones? We can just pay homage to the other killers while you know staking our claim.
Yeah, that'd be crazy if there were like fucking 10 killers in one movie.
I do like the reference of recycling. The first thing that comes to mask is like people pulling turtles out of the ocean and they have ghost face masks on and they're trying to like pull them off
so
they can
breathe. There's so many in this world.
Yeah. There's just the floating island of ghost face masks. Yeah. And
that's rad. Yeah. Well, what if they took all of the masks, melted them down to make one mask and that's what we got?
Have you ever tried melting plastic? Like logistically, that'd be the most unbelievable thing in the film is like, it's just...
You can do it. You just show a factory in there.
Yeah.
Stealing your water.
But what are your thoughts that could Ghostface be? This is one of my predictions. Mm. Could Ghostface be a victim previously thought to be dead, like Dewey?
I think it's possible because in this one we got, it was the fact that Billy showed up was like super unlikely.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even think, and the whole audience was like, holy shit. So are they going to continue doing that either with like a killer or another character reveal or someone still alive? So I think it's really possible because that was like the fun part of Scream 5. And I think they picked up on that.
Well, they are getting Kirby.
Yeah. Well, and expand on what you were saying is Sam's in therapy. So how are we taking this in the trailer? She's in therapy.
Yeah.
So how are we taking this to whatever the next step is with that?
Yeah.
Is Billy with her for the whole movie now? Just like randomly giving her advice?
I hope so. I hope Billy does comedic relief. Like in the beginning of the trailer, when they show the convenience store robbery, I hope he's just chilling in the corner, sexually drinking milk, being like, what are you going to do now, kid?
Exactly, you know,
stuff like that.
Yeah. He's her Obi-Wan.
I hope he's more humorous.
I
don't know. Who would they bring back? Because I was like thinking about this today because a lot of the kills are like pretty fatal, right? And I'd have to go back and watch each one to see.
But if Kirby's back, maybe it leaves it open for something else. I don't know. Maybe.
Where did she get stabbed here?
Gosh, you know, I think we talked about this on a previous one. But it was like, I don't know if you saw exactly where, because you saw like in a close up, like him go like that.
Yeah.
And then I think you went to like a medium shot where she's just over and there's like, you know, like shadows and stuff. I think it's stomach ish area, but I don't know.
I mean, Cotton Weary.
I think Cotton was dead.
I mean, like, so they in Scream 3, he gets stabbed like in the torso. And then I think Ghostface goes for his face, and then the title cuts, hits right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cotton, I mean, bringing Cotton back, that would be...
I think there's got to be something with Cotton. That was one of my predictions. Yeah. There's something specific to the plot with Cotton.
Mm.
So it's not just like a cameo. It's something like, you know, if they're going to go back to... I mean, there's so much story that's been hinted at with like Scream 3. So one of my other predictions is Roman Bridger is going to be key to the plot.
Mm-hmm.
And that could tie into Cotton Weary, because ultimately he was the one who saw that Cotton Weary was one of Sydney's mother's lovers.
Yeah.
He sent all that stuff to Billy Loomis, and then everything kind of cascaded from there. So I don't know. I think there could be some sort of revelation. I think if there is a revelation and Ghost Billy is involved, you know, maybe we are uncovering one more thing from the early past.
That we don't know.
The early days.
That we don't know. As an audience member.
Because if there's someone who has like a Ghostface collection, because in the trailer they show like this collection of all the artifacts and everything. If someone's doing that, then they're probably uncovering stuff that nobody else knows. Mm. If they're a fanatic, and they actually went to the you know, did the work to get all this stuff.
The great lengths.
Mm-hmm. The great lengths, yeah. They obviously probably have uncovered stuff that, you know, the characters don't know.
Yeah.
And how did they get all that stuff? Isn't that not like evidence in a criminal investigation?
Just eBay.
Well, it goes to another one of my predictions. See, a lot of predictions can contradict themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm going to be wrong on most of them.
And we're going to be all over the place.
I think it's possible that this is actually something that's open to the public or meant to be open to the public. Because the murders, and I had made a previous prediction on the last one where I said I thought true crime stuff was going to be involved, that genre of true crime.
Yeah.
I think it's more likely maybe in this one because they've talked about toxic fandom in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I think true crime is just kind of a subject they'd get to sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, because TikTok solves murders all the time.
Yeah.
And YouTubers and stuff.
Yeah, so maybe a new character is actually, you know, curating all this stuff, and it's gonna open some other mystery.
And then you kind of like, you know, you think that all this stuff in here and that person is bad, but maybe the person that has it is helping them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. The person who's like collecting all the Ghostface stuff, you'd automatically would think would be the killer.
Yeah.
But then are they? Or
yeah. Well, that's like, have you seen Jigsaw, like the Jigsaw 7? That was like, it was called titled Jigsaw.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was one of the subplots too. There was someone who was collecting all of the Saw traps.
Right. Oh, okay.
And they had nothing to do with
it. She was just a huge fucking fan
of
it.
Was that the one that was like, part of the story was back in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When the very first victims.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
So I want to go back and I want to just, who I think the killer is going to be. Okay. Kind of like how, for me, with Jack Quaid.
You can't say Dewey. I already called Dewey.
No. It's just with casting. You don't even look at the trailer or anything. I think my first gut reaction was Dermot Mulroney. Is that how you say his name? Dermot?
Doesn't matter to
Dermot.
Me.
Dermot.
Just go for it.
Dermot.
Dermot Mulroney.
Dermot Mulroney, I think, is the killer. Just because he can play good, he can play bad, and he can ride the line. So he's like a good person to pick for that. And also, or Sam Weaving. She's also a great actress that can do good, bad, ride the line.
Right.
Or they're in it together. I think
she could pull off the crazy for sure.
Yeah.
She could. And she could be like Stu's sister, little sister.
Sam is our opening kill. That's like kind of my second prediction with her, that she's our opening kill.
Oh, Sam the character or Samara?
Oh, no, Sam Weaving, Samara Weaving.
Yeah. Samara, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard a lot of people say, because she's just like in one little frame of the trailer.
She's like the Drew Barrymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where she's the first to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just kind of from a casting standpoint, just looking at, you know, how they, the type of actors they are. But there's a couple wild cards. There's a couple younger actors in there that are on the poster. A kid, he's
with 47.
He's in like Avatar, and he's got like short curly hair. What's his name?
No Lock or whatever.
that was
the
Jack
character
Champion.
Name.
Jack.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's in this?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
He's only in a couple shots too. And then Josh Segarra. He's like a stronger young guy who's with them all. So those two are wild cards too. But Dermot.
Dermot Mulrooney.
He's the killer.
You know what? I think one of them might be end up being her therapist, because what better way to infiltrate than to be your fucking therapist?
Yeah,
because she would know that person, he or she would know all the things inside that girl's head.
And that's a good call.
Fuck with her.
I bet the patriarch of the family in what's the smart weaving one? That wedding dress.
Ready or not.
Who was the dad in that? He's in this.
Oh, yeah. Then he plays a dick across the board anytime he does anything.
I bet you he's the therapist.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's a therapist and it's Stu's dad and no one knew that. Yeah. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I think that they had a trilogy planned probably for this, or at least three in mind. I think you'd mentioned that too. But I think Sam, our main character, I don't want it to be a hero's journey. I want this to be a villain journey for her. Yeah. I want the third one for her to like come full circle, embrace the Billiness, and she kills Sydney.
Yeah.
And like then he's proud, like, you finally did it.
Yeah.
You finally did what I've been trying to do all these years.
Right.
So I'm hoping that it's a villain's journey with her.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That would be cool. That would be a definite twist.
Because
we haven't seen that yet.
We've had Sydney is like our hero's journey. So now maybe she's our villain's journey, which I'm really hoping for.
What if there is multiple Ghostface killers and she's just killing them off one by one? They're like attacking and she's killing them. And
that's cool.
That'd be kind of cool.
I want to see that.
She's like, I have serial killer in me and I shouldn't. So I don't want to be a serial killer, but I can kill those motherfuckers that are coming for me.
There's like a musical number of her talking about the killer coming out inside.
No. That like feeds that little hunger inside of her.
If there's a musical number, I think I might have to leave the theater.
Fuck me. I would be so pissed.
Have you seen Megan?
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
Does that have a musical number? Because them has a breakout Glee whole musical number.
It has something better, but way better done than they them.
I've heard Megan's good. I do want to see.
Yeah, I saw Megan the same night as Skinamarink last night. Yeah.
So you went from okay, and then
Which one did you see first?
Skinamarink, which is good because Megan was fantastic.
Okay, so you ended with something good at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we think the odds are that we actually get some nudity in this one?
Nudity? Have we ever had nudity?
No.
Never.
I don't think we will. I think that's one thing we probably wouldn't get.
Yeah.
In the Scream films. What do you think?
I don't think so, but it seems like there was always that joke in Scream 4 where they said maybe we'll finally get some nudity in this one.
Don't get me wrong, I'd love if there were like tits and boobs and dicks everywhere. Like that would be something new and different. It's
an equal opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't want to just see titties flopping around.
But it's okay if they're also just titties flopping around.
Yeah.
Well,
sure,
but
you can have it all. Go for it.
I mean, stab the titties.
We haven't had a naked ghost face yet.
Yeah.
He's something different.
Yeah.
He's something different.
And he's naked slowly, under his robe.
He's just like, he's like unbuttoning his
laughter. He's Magic Mike's.
Exactly.
We have a Magic Mike breakout moment.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of like goes along with, you're saying a whole bunch of different killers. Like, do we want to see that? Or do you want the Scream formula? Do you want it's one killer or two killers and it's the whodunit and then you get the reveal? Or do you want something completely different? Like, do you know what would you like to see?
I think before seeing Scream 5, I was ready for something very different.
Yeah.
And then we got Scream 5, and I think one of my comments was like, it was just a Scream film.
Yeah.
It wasn't trying to be anything else than what it was. Yeah, there was like the kills were better in Scream 5. It was some of the best kills, inventive kills, some of the most brutal kills. And then the Billy Loomis thing, which was hilarious, but it still was the same, it was the same tone overall. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, I don't know if I want, I don't know if I want something like totally different.
I don't think I do. I think maybe like one or two things would be kind of cool. Like how they brought in Billy as a ghost. You know, maybe if add one more thing on top of that and I'd be fine.
Yeah. I think if you're going to do more than one killer, you amp it up to like three.
Yeah.
Or max four. But
I think three
because, you know, I think in the first one, Roman was out there with helping him out and then he just like bailed.
Well, he wasn't helping him. He just sent like blackmail material basically to Billy. And that drove Billy mad. Mm. So Roman never met Billy and Stu.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he never did.
I thought he
was there a line in there that said he sent them black men?
Well, I don't know if he sent it, but he never like collaborated with them. Okay. He basically just implies that I just gave them this stuff. Huh. But
maybe that's what they're learning. He actually was around.
Yeah.
You know, there's a three this time. There's three killers instead of two.
It just seems like if there's just one, it's a little disappointing. That was maybe the one weird thing about Scream 3. Even though I like kind of the reveal and everything, it was a little weird for there only to be one. Mm-hmm. So one seems disappointing, and two will now seem disappointing because every other film has had two.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it's got to be like nine of them.
You can't just do three. You got to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's a set of twins. Are there any twins that we know of in the series?
Oh, well, that is true.
They're not Randy. Identical, but the new ones?
The new ones.
I think, are they twins or just sisters?
They're twins.
Oh, they're twins, yeah.
Brother and sister.
Or brother and sister, yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll probably die. If they kind of continue to follow the formula, then
they make it look their like uncle it's goes, Mindy, right? It makes it look like Mindy dies.
Their uncle goes daughter. Into, they're going in the...
That's true.
I feel like they got to kill one of that cast, right?
So one of my predictions is all legacy characters survive.
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are of that? So that would include Gale, Kirby, or any of the new characters.
Including Dewey, too?
Yeah. Dewey came back to life.
Well, it does. Another one of my predictions is Dewey. The killer survives, too, to go into the next one.
Yeah.
I think what would be different is if we reveal the killer... And the killer actually lives, like maybe like disappears into the night and we don't know.
Like there's no wrap up because each film has had like it's been.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a wrap up as much as like a lot of horror movies where, you know, at the end, like, or Jason disappears into the water or whatever, that kind of thing.
I mean, I'd be okay with that. I'd also be okay with them arresting the killer.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be they kill him or they get away.
We're taking you downtown, Ghostface. Yeah.
Well, it's New York. There's like cops everywhere.
I want to talk to my lawyer.
Right?
Going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be fun. So police officers, are they going to be more prominent in this one? I don't know. I just, in my head, it's New York and there's cops.
Yeah. Right? But then every horror movie is always just like, they explain why the cops are there, you know, or not there. You know, there's no cops around here. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The cops always show up.
There's always some excuse for why they're late.
But I feel like if you're in New York, there should be a lot more help available. Right? Yeah.
But I think there's also that idea of like, you know, somebody's getting like murdered and nobody's paying attention
because
they're just kind of walking by.
Yeah.
That's been done in a lot of movies though. So we'll see. In the trailer, what's cool is Ghostface comes in to the convenience store and the first guy is there like, hey buddy, what's your problem? And then Ghostface kills him. Yeah. And then the next guy like comes out with a shotgun and Ghostface kills him too.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
It is because before we've kind of only seen them have a kill list, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. There is maybe a little bit collateral damage, but he's not, or they are not going around just stabbing people.
Yeah.
Like,
That's interesting.
That's different.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever died by accident from Ghostface.
Well, that kind of, you know.
Or not accident, but collateral damage. Like
right.
Yeah.
And it seems, so the first one was in Woodsboro, and then the second one was in college, and the third one was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So they weren't necessarily isolated. Like, you could say Woodsboro is a little bit more, but the college town was bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always on campus.
Hollywood in the film set, but...
Yeah. It's still kind of contained.
Yeah. So I guess where I'm going, are they going to, like, bring us to, like, a more contained... set piece for like half of the film in this, even if they're in New York.
Yeah.
Like, are they just going to wind up in one place that's contained that people on really the subway can't get to?
Yeah.
Because it looks like they take an elevator into the basement where all the
stuff is. Yeah.
So is it like a lot of it going to take place in there, or at least the third act?
It looks like there's a bunch of action that's either in a theater, or I don't know if it's a movie theater or like a theater, you know, like a Broadway theater.
Mm-hmm.
There's like people hanging off a balcony, it looks like.
Yeah.
Sam, it looks like Sam's holding on to Tara, like with the bloody hands.
She's about to die.
Yeah.
Because that girl's covered in blood in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So
And there's a movie. There's a movie of Ghostface playing on a wall. I don't know if it's a screen or it's a whatever. And then I started thinking, is that from a Stab film? Is that previous footage of kills that we didn't know existed?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
That would, well, because like in 4, they recorded all of it.
Yeah.
Where did that, you know, maybe that's playing because they got a hold of those recordings. They got that
footage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that's interesting, so there's all those robes on stage, but I think just the one in the center is encased.
Who's in the center? That's what I want to know. I think whoever's in the center plays a part in the plot too, because if you go with the lore, Roman essentially is the one that is the mastermind, but Billy is the one that's remembered the most.
Yeah.
But, Stu was
but everybody forgets Stu, and that's why Stu put his robe encased.
Or is that like the missing piece to like who it is? Or are you just reading too much into it? And you know,
I feel like you don't.
Whoever their favorite killer is, just center stage.
I mean, typically I'm completely wrong at this stuff, so I can't even.
I mean,
guess.
It's probably Billy's, right? And because you see her go up to it and hold the knife, and and Billy's about like, come on, kid, put it on. Yeah. You know you wanna.
She's just fighting the urge to be a serial killer. And then she's like, we've got 9. Bring him. Yeah. Let's go.
my real, like, funny predictions aside, this is one thing I'm predicting. This is more of like me like thinking this would be really cool. I predict that Scream 6 is a conclusion to a trilogy that we're just that we will realize by the end of it, and that 4, 5, and 6 are a conclusion of this next generation trilogy.
That makes sense because
Kirby's in it. It's still, you know, there'd be a cool way where they where they meld the stories of 4 and 5 together and wrap it up in 6. But I also think that the killer's story is going to continue in another one. So it's wrapping up this trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee this is going to happen. I'm going to say this right now. I guarantee this is going to happen.
All right.
The film ends with a phone ringing and it's Sydney picking up, answering. Cut to black.
She's in it for one shot.
I'm going to say I 100% believe, not even after credit, I 100% believe that like we get like a capper to the story, something that is like, you know, pretty satisfying to like maybe this chapter, but really if you look at it like with Kirby involved and everything, it could be the chapter of like 4, 5, and 6 is coming to a close. And then and then Neve Campbell shows up, she's there.
Yeah.
But the game is still on for whatever the next story is.
I think that's cool.
You can go into something again, you know, you can go into something else, something different.
Yeah. I think if we don't get her actually picking it up, I think it's something to where you see a house and it's her name on the house, or
it's her husband, a phone ringing.
Yeah, you could bring Patrick Dempsey because I think she talked to the, whoever the character's name is on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And that,
so
yeah,
she's actually married to him.
Yeah.
So he could show up. You don't have to show her, but you could, you know, tease that she's coming. I'll give it to you.
If you're going to do it, if you're going to do that, you would have had to have already made the deal that she's going to be in the next one. So why not just have her in it?
Yeah. I mean, that's
true. It would really suck if they did that. And then Cam was like, sorry, they didn't offer me enough money again.
She's really awesome.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, the trilogy from 4, 5, and 6, that's really interesting because I was thinking they're bringing Kirby. So is this one going to have more ties to 4 than we think? Like, you know, is it going to have...
Yeah.
Right.
It'd kind of be a waste if she shows up and, like, she's just there to, like, just appear in it.
Yeah. So, Jill, is that the crazy cousin?
Yeah.
Was that her name?
Yeah.
So,
her BFF.
She could still be alive.
I think she survived. Even though we saw her get toasted at the end.
Yeah.
I think she survived.
You can live that.
This ghost face is something different. It's a fried brain Jill who doesn't feel pain.
She
can get shot multiple times.
Because they both got fried. So they both have that connection. He got fried by the TV. She got electrocuted.
Their bodies switched.
Friday.
It's Freaky Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with Kirby, Friday.
Screamy Saturday.
She could be the new, like, what are the rules?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because she's a horror fan. Yeah. And she's, you know.
Yeah.
She could be the new, because they went to Dewey last time, like, what are the rules? Yeah, and then they went to the twins because they needed the old rules and the new rules. And maybe Kirby's like, I know these rules.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could also see we get Dewey back in in Jamie Kennedy's old role where like Dewey's on the screen explaining something like he used to that he recorded before he died.
There has to be something with Dewey, not just like a picture or something at Gale's house.
Yeah.
There has to be something like a recording or.
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll show up in some capacity for sure.
As the killer.
As the killer. He survived.
Sydney and Dewey. Yeah.
Stu, Jill, and Dewey are all the killers.
That's awesome. Yeah. I do think it would be really cool if all of our young cast eventually died and just the legacy ones lived after this whole thing. How many ever films?
Yeah.
They all live still.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I think Sam is...
Sam's a wild card, I think.
I'm going to call that she becomes the ultimate villain at the end.
That'd be cool.
At the end of whatever, how many of her films. Maybe not this one. Because there's that really cool shot where you see her looking at that mask. And also, it looks like she's been through some shit. There's blood on her, maybe some... So that might be later on in the film or towards the end where maybe she's... It looks like she's really contemplating picking up the mantle.
Oh, that's true.
Like she's looking at the robe. That's probably her dad's looking at the knife. She's really looking at the mask. She's talking about this darkness that follows her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she got a taste and she killed the fuck out of Jack Quaid. So.
But no one's talking about Wednesday. What's she going to be doing?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's more popular now.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing about this is, has there ever been a more popular actress in a screen film than her right now.
Yeah. You know, they could turn it where her sister is the villain and then she has to end up killing her sister.
Yeah.
And then she comes out the top final girl. And then she's the new Sydney.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And
they carry on
that way.
In my brain, there's a weird shift where like, to me, like before I saw Wednesday on Netflix, it was like, yeah, Sam's kind of the new face of the series. And now I'm just like, no, Tara is totally the face of the series.
Yeah, now she is.
Well, and I liked her. We both kind of were like, Sam was a little flat for us at points, you know, and we preferred her sister over her.
We thought Jenna Ortega did a better job in Scream 5 or Scream 2022, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Oh, wait. So you thought Jenna Ortega was the better one of the two sisters?
They're still, I thought she emoted better and I just enjoyed her performance more.
She had the great moment of her trying to like escape from Ghostface in the hospital and her hand was all cut and she was trying to use the wheelchair.
That was awesome.
That was a fantastic sequence.
Yeah. But whoever plays Sam, just from the trailer, looks like she's way better in this one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, with the first one, she's on those meds and they're damping down her. You know, her,
but
there's the whole thing where
like she has to take her meds to like keep Billy from appearing,
right?
And then it's like she goes in the final battle, and she has her meds and she throws them away
because she needs her dad,
I need you, dad.
That would be rad, I'd be okay with that,
because like that brings out her inner killer, and then she, you know, she goes and takes out.
Here's the scene. The therapist is the killer.
Yeah.
He's been giving her the pills to suppress.
There you go.
And then it's the thing where he's forcing the pills down her mouth. And then it's like she spits them out.
Yeah.
And then Billy's there. And then they do this coordinated like stabbing thing where he's showing her what to do.
And she takes the letter opener and she's just like, no.
That's happening.
That's happening now. That's happening. And then the next scene is Sydney answering the phone.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What about like a somehow like Billy and Stu team up again? Like that's kind of leads up to someone else kind of sees Stu.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And so somehow they team up together, whoever these two humans are. And then there's Billy and Stu back here being Obi-Wans.
Yeah.
And they're kind of together again.
So then at that point, is it two different people's delusions teaming up?
Are
ghosts real?
Yeah.
At that point, we have to say if they establish in this film that ghosts are real, then we can bring Drew Barrymore back for Scream 7.
That's so true.
It's her ghost getting revenge on ghost Billy.
Well, and can we go supernatural? Like, can we go supernatural with the killer? They did it, and I Know What You Did Last Summer for the third one.
And that film was a huge success.
That was like box office success.
Everyone remembers the third I Know What You Did Last Summer film.
But he's like, I'm something different.
That's true.
Maybe he was something different. Maybe he's a ghost or a vampire.
Returned Dewey.
A vampire in Brooklyn.
A vampire in Brooklyn.
Connecting it to Wes Craven.
Yeah.
There'll have to be, there's going to have to be more shout outs to Wes. I think they'll find a fun way to do it.
Yeah. One thing, I just, nothing about predictions, but if I didn't know Wes Craven was dead, mm-hmm. and I didn't really know anything about films, yeah. and you showed me Scream 5, yeah. and you said it was directed by Wes Craven, I would say, yeah, it is.
I agree, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I liked that, and I really hope they continue with it in Scream 6. Like, yeah. I don't want it to be changed too much, unless you're going Supernatural.
Yeah.
Then you can change it that way. But
no, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, as long as
they... I like the formula. It's fun.
Yeah, as long as they continue to tell a good story. They've really done it so far 5 times previously,
yeah.
basically telling the same movie.
Yeah,
That's very yeah. true.
I mean, it's friends get killed, friends get killed, friends get killed. People pull off their masks. They're the murderer.
Yeah.
You kill them.
Shoot them in the head.
Shoot him in the head.
So yeah. Do you think Gail's going to live or die?
I hope she dies.
You think she's going to die?
Yeah.
Or you hope she's going to die?
Oh. I think she's going to die.
Do you think she's going to die? You're putting your money on it.
No, so I predicted she will die.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay.
I don't want her to die. I predict she's going to die, but I don't think she'll die.
To be different. I'm going to say she's going to live.
Yeah.
She's going to live. Gail's going to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they can afford to kill off any more legacy characters. Because if they can't get Sidney, they just have Gail.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. They need
some face to it.
So they got to have somebody.
Or
so,
they leave it open to like, I don't know, maybe she's getting carted out on the gurney.
She gets a Dewey wound.
She got the Dewey stab.
So what if, I mean, we joke about this, but what if they actually brought Stu back? We joked about it a lot on the previous podcast. If they literally, because there was a script, we talked about that before. Yeah. There was a script. The original script for Scream 3 was that Stu was alive and in jail and orchestrating multiple Ghostface killers across the story of Scream 3. That was never written.
No.
It was just a treatment. It was just it was just a story idea. If that actually happened in any capacity, would we want it now?
That's the thing, because I've been wanting that since like the end of Scream 1 when they were going to do a 2.
Yeah.
And like, is it Stu? Is it 3? Is it Stu? 4? Yeah. Is it Stu? So it's like, I think it's this collective communal buildup of everyone saying it and wanting it. But now, do we really? Now, would it just feel like fan service?
But then what if they did it exactly as they kind of planned, where it is Stu, he's alive, and he's orchestrating this series of Ghostface attacks? Does it... There's only a small percentage of people who watch the movie who will ever know that behind-the-scenes draw.
Story. That's true.
So is it worth going back and doing that?
Or is it
just better to have something that would surprise everybody?
I think if it's done well, I think it's fine. I would love to see him back as that character, I think. But I don't know. I think it's a combo. I think there's something else along with it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just he's orchestrating it. For what reason, this grand whole, like, how many of them has he been orchestrating since 2 or since like these new ones?
I don't know if that part matters. Maybe it's just for this film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd be okay with it.
It'd be pretty weird to finally have it actually happen.
It would be weird. Yeah. So that's why I think there'd have to be something else to go along with it. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's all Gary Oldman, like Hannibal in a chair, like really fucked up orchestrating things. Not like I can move around, but he's like bedridden and he can only talk like with...
Yeah.
And he has that...
And he still has like kill TV Sydney attached to him and stuff. Yeah.
Please go kill Sydney.
Yeah.
Stab her.
Oh. I would say, like, if like you go with that... Your theory of like 4, 5, and 6 being a trilogy and having him be the surprise, then I could see that. If they do something else, I really would like to see killers related to Stu and then him be
It's a more natural step.
And then you kind of like, well, we can't give you Stu, but we gave you Stu related.
Yeah.
And then people are like, okay. And then you hit him with Stu.
Yeah. And I think you don't do Stu unless you have Neve Campbell on board.
No, yeah. You have to, it would have like, to be like a final showdown.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to do that and you want to continue and you want to get rid of the legacy characters and start a new chapter, then they do their final showdown. That ends their chapter, but they're also a storyline weaved into the others to progress that story forward.
Which would, you know, then you can have him on screen physically in real life and Billy can be on screen ghost form. She just sees him. So in that way, we get them both on screen together. But you kind of have to do it just so you can get like the line out, "I still have a thing for you, Sid." This whole time.
Right.
They do the thing like in Ghost where like Patrick Swayze takes over someone's body, but it's Billy taking over someone's body to kill Sydney.
Sweet.
Stu's like, "Use my body, Billy."
But now we're getting into some fan fiction shit that you read.
But so I mean, here's one thing to consider, and I don't know if anybody has theories about this, but we're so used to like the soap opera-y-ness of the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if it is just something? Would there be some, could this be some sort of external thing that is making new killers attack Sam and Tara and the survivors of Scream 5? What if the whole story is just based around that? We're not, nothing's attached to legacy. Nothing's attached to anything. Nobody is going after them because it's a brother or sister or whatever. It's just like, you know, what would there be motivation to just go after these poor kids?
Just for fun,
I guess. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like if it wasn't,
if it wasn't
personal at all, right?
That'd be pretty, I mean,
because we're a generation where we're desensitized from everything because we've grown up with a ton of trauma and now we just want to create havoc because we can. And this is fun.
So it's like the Purge meets like,
that's when you stab me. It's like,
Jesus, please help. That'd be a great episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd have like 10 more views.
Just because.
That's really interesting to consider. I don't know if they go that far though. I don't think they would.
But I think we're so used to it being kind of all in the family.
And something new, and the only thing you get really is Gail. That's, you know, something old, and then we do have a collector, but that really doesn't have anything to do with the killer or the motivation. It's just someone that's, like you said, true crime, and they're doing that. And
Trying to like I remember who's related to who. So the twins are Randy's niece and nephew.
Yeah.
And Sam is Billy's daughter.
And Tara.
And Tara isn't related.
It's her sister, but from another father.
Yeah, not the same. So what we don't have is their mother.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
So that's, and we don't know who their mom is.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would play a role in it, but.
We kind of have to learn that sooner or later.
I think
even if it's just like an offhand line of like, they'll just say something like, "Oh, they dated in 11th grade or something."
But if we go with like the template, the basic template of what Scream 2 was, then the killer is going to be like the father or mother of the last two killers in Scream 5 getting revenge, right?
Yeah.
So there's Dermot. It could be as simple as that. Dermot's Jack Quaid's father.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, you killed my son, so I'm going after you."
Right.
And I have, he seems to be a police officer, so I have police force behind me, which could be to where like he's radioing in, like, what don't if you, show
what if
up.
Police, what if the cops are all ghost faces? Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Oh my gosh. What? No, totally. Yeah. Yeah, that's a cliche for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have, they have access to weapons, shotguns, bulletproof vests. You can probably go into a convenience store and shoot the place up. And if you have connections, you can get it covered up.
Oh, man. It's going to play in the whole defund police thing.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. Got Scream. I can see all the things.
All
Scream got political. I used to like this series. Everybody on the Nextdoor app is going to be like saying, "Did you see the Scream movie today?"
Yep.
"I used to support them with my money, but now I will not."
No, it's not going to be that well worded.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now I ain't.
Also, there was a squirrel on my yard, and here's a video of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there could be a strong police connection.
That'd be cool.
And, you know, if you go to the basics, it could be just the father, Dermot, is the father of Jack Quaid, and that's why he's getting revenge.
I feel like there's a police presence in general because we've always had one. We've had Dewey.
Always had Dewey,
Yeah.
And now there's not Dewey.
Yeah.
So we need
that. And then we had McDreamy.
Yeah.
Mark. We had Mark. McDreamy Mark.
Yeah.
That's who I want to show up in these films. Maybe not this one. Or I want Patrick Dempsey to return. I do.
Yeah.
I always thought he was shady. Every time I think about Scream 3, I always think maybe he was the killer.
That's because by Scream 3, the real flaw of Scream 3 and a little bit into Scream 4 is everything in Scream 3 is all about getting extra shots of people looking shifty.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would love to know from someone on set, they had to be rolling and they had to have just logistically said, now look around at everybody and be shifty. Because yeah. there was look moments, shifty. There yeah. was moments where like it wasn't even needed. Like Patrick Dempsey would do that.
Right.
Where he'd be talking to Sid and trying to be nice to her. And then like the scene would end with him yeah. like sneering at her from the side, like, dun, dun, dun.
Right.
And the music would come up. That's like the real true flaw of Scream 3 is that every single scene had to have those.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they were so subtle in part one.
They that were.
They sprinkled them in a bit more in part two.
Yeah.
But then by part three,
everybody scene, did it.
Yeah. Every scene had that. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just playing the long game. He lures her in. He marries her. Has children with yeah. her. And then.
And it just turns out that he was Stu reincarnated.
Right. And he kills her. And then she gets killed off screen. And they're like, Sydney's dead. I killed her.
He yeah. raised the kids to kill her mom.
Right. Mom. I mean, he could be playing the long game. You never know.
So do you guys like the New York setting? Just from what you see, do you think it's a good change? Do you want it? Do you like the change?
I think it's cool because of two of my predictions. There will be, this is my prediction. There will be a New York rat jump scare.
Yes.
It's in every movie that takes place in New York. So people are walking through and then there's a screech. There's a jump cut and it's a rat running away.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there's another moment in every New York movie where they go into the subway tunnels and someone says, there's a whole world down here.
A whole new world. Yeah. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one New York prediction that either Ghostface himself or footage will be played on the screens in Times Square.
Times Square.
Yeah. Or he does like a whole call and he's like calling out to everybody.
Yeah.
And there's like everybody has to get on their smartphones and answer questions or something.
Yeah.
We're going to kill Sydney or we're going to kill Dewey or Walt
something
Houston.
Is going to kill somebody. Yeah. Be on those screens.
Oh, that's a good prediction.
Well, we already know that Jason Voorhees is in it because in that subway thing, you see a mask of Jason.
Oh, you see everybody.
So Jason's in Manhattan, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think Jason Voorhees is going to play a prominent role in the Scream film?
I predicted there's going to be a visual Easter egg from Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yeah.
So but specifically to Jason Takes Manhattan, not just that's just that Jason's there.
Ghostface punches someone's head off.
even if something happens like there's going to be a wide shot and there's just going to be Jason walking through. I don't know.
Yeah. So what are the rules for part sixes?
What are the rules?
And why call it Scream 6 now? That was one of the questions I wrote down because they made it a point and it was partly because of Halloween did it where they just titled the last one just Scream.
I think it was studio stuff more in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would this, why not call this Scream Louder or Scream More or whatever, you know?
Scream louder.
Scream again. Yeah, I don't know.
Scream in New York.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
I think
I like that they're going back to numbers. I prefer the numbered thing.
That's why I think it would cap another trilogy.
Yeah.
I think there's got to be a reason for why the six is there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Trying to think of the sixes. So in six in Friday the 13th, he returned from the grave, which Stu's hand.
Which Stu and Dewey will.
They both will rise.
Halloween six, we had Paul Rudd and his rune stones.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. But that kind of.
Rest in peace, Donald Pleasance.
That kind of introduced a cult. That's true.
So there's cults. So there's returning the cult. From the dead.
Return of the Jedi had Ewoks. And that was a cult. They ate people. They were trying to like roast Luke and Han.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's Nightmare on Elm Street 6? What did they do?
Freddy's Dead, the final nightmare.
Freddy's Dead, yeah.
Someone will push out the like Looney Tunes like spike bed. Someone will fall on it.
Oh my God. Well, do any of you have any more predictions before we wrap this up? I had one thing written down here. Military training. I'm something different. I wrote that down. What does it mean? Maybe he's like really trained at murder and death, which could go hand in hand. Again, I'm thinking about it with a cop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm something different. Has anyone else, any of the other killers been officially trained to kill?
No, I don't think so.
Well, Mickey was, not really, but They said that Debbie Salt or Billy's mother found Mickey on a serial killer news group or whatever.
So in he practiced in his bedroom.
Yes, but it's not military training necessarily, but he was like an up and coming serial killer. That's what he referred to himself.
Gotcha.
So maybe he trained a little more than that's the only time it's been mentioned.
Yeah.
Really.
So I had that written down. So maybe this killer knows how to kill.
Yeah. Ooh. What like if, and this is something that happens, is the trailers don't always keep the same like wording and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Maybe that has nothing to do with it. And like, we never hear that in the movie and it's just for the trailer.
Well,
that's one of my predictions.
Didn't we just, I read, is this true or not, that they just passed a law to where you can't fake people out with trailers now?
I don't know if it's a law. And also it would be really hard to enforce, because I think people were suing, because, is it Ana de Armas? Was in a trailer for a movie that she got cut out of.
I don't know the story behind it.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
So like, don't put actors in if you're going to cut them out of the movie to draw people in.
But movies nowadays are edited up until weeks of release, sometimes the week before release.
Yeah.
So I think it would just be hard to enforce. I think it's more maybe symbolic than anything.
Gotcha.
But there's a really weird edited line in this also where Tara is saying, we lure him into a trap.
Yeah.
But it's really badly edited. It's like, we lure him into a trap.
Mm.
So you can tell it's not from like the same
line. She probably says like,
it's a fucking trap.
We lure Chet into a trap. Like, they already know the person.
Because I wrote the line down. It's we gotta, and then there's a weird pause. We gotta lure him in.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not even part of it, because we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, like, maybe they're setting
traps. Setting a trap to lure in Ghostface.
Scooby-Doo traps.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's right after they go into the Stab Museum.
The Stab Museum.
Yeah.
Which is in a basement.
In New York, where there's rats.
Or it's made to look like a basement.
Yeah. And Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
It's the basement of a police station.
Yeah. That Dewey owns.
He's owned it. Because he's the
killer. He had a settlement from Scream 3. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to see the film. It's coming out in a couple months, and I think tickets go on sale in like a week or two. I just checked today, and you could buy them on AMC up until like March 3rd, and this one comes out March 10th. So soon we should be able to get
it. Are we going to do it again? Are we going to go the opening night?
I think we're going to go opening night and then come right back and do a review.
I'm really excited.
We got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm excited to see where they take it, and if there is something new, what's new?
Yeah.
What's
new? So what are your predictions?
Yeah, let us know. Drop us a line.
Yeah.
Do you think we're right? Do you think we're wrong? Do you have something we didn't even think about?
I think I'm wrong on everything. I'm just going to say, like, you know, I mean, hopefully you guys enjoyed my jokes.
Yeah, good zingers.
It turns out that you were right the whole time.
I think I should get something for being 100% wrong.
100% wrong?
Yeah, 100% wrong. Everything that I said. It's kind of like when you play, what's the thing at the... If you play, it's like at the casino where you pick like 20 numbers out of 100 and you actually win if you don't pick one. Keno? Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
It's like, okay, anyways.
If you get everything wrong, we'll give you a prize.
Oh, yeah, God,
you'll get a prize.
So. And if you get everything right, you'll get a prize. It'd be crazy if you got everything right.
I'm going to sue Paramount for stealing my
ideas.
That
would be a movie if everything you said was in there. Mm-hmm. That would be insane. Supernatural. There'd be like 10 killers. There'd be Billy and Stu and Dewey.
Everyone's there.
Sydney.
He's the killer.
Yeah, the rat in New York.
Well, do you have anything you want to plug or pitch?
Oh, no. Oh, you know, we should plug, if you're in the Spokane area or Washington area, coming up in March is the 50-hour slam.
It is coming.
I don't run it or anything, but we always participate and try to like let people know about it. It's the weekend of I think it's March 24th.
It's in March.
It's like, is that the same weekend as Scream?
I hope
we're not doing that.
Scream is March 10th,
is that what it is? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. For your sake, I hope so. it kicks off the night of the 24th, I believe. And it's a whole weekend of filming. You go to the kickoff. They give you criteria that you have to use in your film.
Yeah.
And then you then make a 3 to 6 minute film. These are all based on previous rules. I'm pretty sure they're the same.
Yeah.
Using that criteria, you turn it in on Sunday. Sometime before the 50 hours has elapsed, and then they do a screening later, typically in May, of the top 15 films.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun event. I've done it a bunch of years. You've done it many years.
Yeah.
Lots of people, in the community do
it. And it's the first year since COVID, since 2020.
Yeah.
That it's been back.
It's back. It's officially back. So if you're a filmmaker or aspiring filmmaker or creative and you want to make a movie over a weekend, check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you just made a podcast for it?
Well,
that'd be cool.
I was thinking about making like a fun commercial break for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
the
plug. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we.
Catch you next time. Go see Scream 6.
Bye-bye. Yeah.